Welcome to episode 150 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, happy Monday, and welcome to this latest podcast. So it is the Monday after Super Bowl, and congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs for winning. But I'm just curious, how many of you actually watched the game yesterday? And if you raised your hand, yes, of course I did. I'm wondering if you have been cheering for those either one of those teams this entire season. And if you didn't cheer for these teams during the season, why did you watch the Super Bowl? So that's the premise of my podcast today. It's why we do things even though it doesn't conform to what we normally do. It's because society kind of molds us into taking actions that we don't normally take. Societal standards have such a huge influence on us, and we don't even realize the decisions we're making based upon these societal standards. I mean, it's like the Super Bowl. Everyone seems to be watching it, but why? Because everyone else is watching it. And there's that fear of missing out, that FOMO. It's like Super Bowl is like the extreme. And because so many people watch it, that's why the advertising spots for commercials and things for the Super Bowl is so high, because the majority of people in the United States actually watch the game. And so companies get the most bang for their buck by buying ad space to, you know, have those commercials. And of course there's that thing of, oh yeah, you know, you watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. And that's another societal thing. No one used to care. For the most part, people really don't care about commercials anymore. The ones you see on TV, the ones you see before movies, the ones you see on YouTube. How many of us just ignore that until we get to the actual show or movie that we're trying to watch? Most of us. The only time we seem to really look or pay attention is a Super Bowl commercial. And let me just say, I did not watch a minute of the Super Bowl yesterday. I did not have any fear of missing out. And I actually did not attend a party that I was invited to, because I just wanted a day alone, because I actually worked on Saturday and I just needed to get a lot of things done before my kids came back from their dad's house. So I just prioritized my time, and watching the Super Bowl wasn't a priority for me. But yeah, societal standards have such an influence on us, and we don't even know it. No matter if we say we're totally independent, we're rebels in so many ways. We bend our actions to societal expectations. So the reason I started actually thinking about this was because on Saturday, I was having a discussion with one of my IG friends, and she had put out a question about what women wear when they're out doing errands and when they go out with their friends in the evening. And how I responded, I felt like it was like I pretty much stay pretty comfy and casual. But as she and I discussed DMing each other, I realized that I do sometimes change what I wear to, I guess, in quotes, conform to societal norms. Like, I have like really casual friends. We go out to casual places and we'll dress in jeans and sweats and you know, t-shirts. And I had said that sometimes I'll just continue what I was wearing for the day, like if I'm going to meet them for happy hour and stuff, and maybe I'll put on a pair of boots, like take off my chucks and put on a pair of, you know, low boots, just to, in quotes, dress it up. And she was like, exactly, you're dressing it up because you're going out. And I'm like, well, I do it based upon like the location we're going at, like, you know, a restaurant that I just, you know, want to look a little nicer because of the specific restaurant. I don't like change out of my clothes or add any more makeup. I just kind of just maybe brush my hair. and I just go. But I guess, you know, changing from Chucks or, you know, because I work at home, so I'm wearing socks usually. I do, I guess, dress up. And so that got me to thinking, like, wow, I guess I do conform, and I just don't even know it. Like, I don't even realize it. But seriously, folks, I tend to not dress up going out. It's like, put clothes on that you wear every day. I don't get all dolled up. I don't, like, put, like, false lashes and, you know, get lots of eyeshadow. I'm not a high makeup person in that way. I just don't do it because I don't like to wear a whole lot. But I do wear makeup every day because it makes me feel better. And that's another thing. Makeup. That's a societal thing because there are people who wear makeup. There are people who don't. And some people think it's like societal pressure to look a certain way. And I kind of just put enough on to where I feel like I look okay. You know, I don't look like I just rolled out of bed. Compared to a lot of people, I wear very minimal. I wear some foundation. Normally, I just wear foundation. And I'll put like a light, like a colored chapsticky thingy, like a lip balm that has a little bit of pink in it. Because with my age, my lips are closer to my skin tone than any kind of reddish look. So I like to have them, you know, to have at least a little bit of color. I tend to not wear eyeliner and mascara and stuff because I wear glasses. So that kind of just emphasizes like, if, you know, it just does. And I don't like how the mascara like hits my glasses and makes streaky marks, which is yucky. But anyway, I digress. But some people think wearing makeup is conforming to societal norms. But a lot of us, you know, just wear makeup to feel better about ourselves and just to look, like I said, not rolling out of bed look. So there are different ways that we bend how we are. And that was very eye-opening, this conversation that I had with this gal on Saturday. I mean, how many of you who have friends who are, their kids are in like high school, like juniors and seniors, how many times have you said like to them, so what are your kids' plans for college? Where are they going? Assuming they're going to college. Like, that's the only path that kids go after high school? And it's not. And there's this pressure for kids to go to college. Like, there's this pressure. And this day and age, people don't necessarily have to go to college to be successful because people go to trade school, people just, you know, start working, people start their own businesses. I've talked about her before, but my gal that I go to, she's an esthetician. She and her sister went different paths. The gal that I know, she went to esthetician school, I guess cosmetology school, and she became an esthetician. And what she paid for that education has been repaid to her in her salary like 20-fold. You know what I'm saying? She's reaped the benefits 20-fold or more since she graduated from that that cosmetology school. Whereas her sister went to a 4-year university and took out loans and everything and is going to be paying those off for the next 10 years. So, and she's struggling to find a job and all this stuff. So college isn't necessarily the benefit that a lot of people think, but still people are under that stigma that all high school students go to college. And there's this pressure for kids nowadays because the price of college is so high and a lot of kids don't know what to do because the job arena has changed dramatically in the last 40 years. It's not you go to college, you find a job, and you stay at that job for the next, you know, 30, 40 years. The fluidity of the job market, how people move from job to job, it's so crazy. Like, people stay at a job maybe 1-2 years and then move on to something else because of the way the job market is, the way jobs are, how companies go under. It happens. And so that question of, you know, asking your friends, well, where's your child going to college? What are they going to do after high school? You know, what are they thinking they want to be? I don't know. A lot of kids are like, I don't know. And I'm part of this message board for parents who have kids that are like in high school and going to college. And a lot of them just go to university because that's expected of them. And then they flame out, guys. They flame out because that's not where their passion is. That's not what their interest was. That's not what they wanted to do. And so they're stressed out. And, you know, freshman year, they come home like over Christmas break, they're crying, they're upset, they've gained weight, they've lost a bunch of weight because that's not where they want to be. And how many people have posted since this second term of their freshman year have started have said their kid is staying home that second semester because things didn't work out. They didn't realize how much stress it was going to be and all these things. Like, so many posts, guys, so many posts. But it's that societal pressure. So, you know, the pressure from their parents, their parents' friends, school, you know, their friends. That pressure. Trying to fit in that norm. It's crazy. So all of us are influenced by society. It's what we feed our brains. You know what I'm saying? The TV, the internet, the shows we watch, the magazines we read. Those magazines that get you at the cash register at the grocery store. Oh my gosh. Those are full of information that we don't necessarily need. But all of us, in some way, shape, or form, are influenced to conform to some societal norm. And we do it, and we don't even know it. So think about it. Where you kind of bend, where you kind of do conform. Because when you know, then you're aware of how you act and how you present yourself and how you make decisions in that area. Anyway, guys, that's it for now. I would love to hear how what societal norms that you bend to and what you realize after listening to this. Hit me up on any of my social media. Would love to get your feedback, guys. Anyway, that's it for now. I will talk to you guys next Monday. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.